This is Dr. Masood Shaham dictating. Patient's name is Gloria Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A. Date of birth is 5-19-1929. Date of service, 9-16-2022. Miss Collins is a very pleasant 93-year-old female with history of chronic congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent. Presented to the emergency room with complaints of shortness of breath, progressively getting worse. She was admitted to the hospital, was diagnosed with CHF exacerbation, was started on Lasix IV. COVID was negative. Patient was diuresis, was feeling better, but was felt to be significantly weak, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation at the present time. She denied any complaints of chest pain. She denied any shortness of breath, denied any palpitation, denied any nausea, no vomiting, she denied any diarrhea, no history of no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, irritable bowel syndrome, diabetes mellitus, bronchiectasis, history of diverticulitis, iron deficiency anemia, history of carotid stenosis, history of pulmonary hypertension, and hiatal hernia and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Has been significant for abdominal surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, breast surgery, partial knee arthroplasty, and mastectomy. Social history, smoking none. Alcohol occasionally. No other drugs. Allergies to amlodipine, amoxicillin, aspirin, enalapril, gabapentin, gentamicin, lovastatin, metformin, metoprolol, glitazone, terazosin, terconazole, tramadol, and trazodone. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitation. She does have history of congestive heart failure, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, she does complaints of shortness of breath with exertion, denies any cough, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, she does complaints of feeling generalized weakness, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils wrinkled round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next history of coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of atrial fibrillation, next history of pulmonary hypertension, next DJD, next transplant, patient admit to valsartan, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Patient is full code, period. Next patient is Audrey Wainwright, WAINWRIGHT, Audrey, AUDREY. Date of birth is July 1st, 1937. Date of service is 9/19/2022. Miss Wainwright is a very pleasant, a 85-year-old female. With history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, was admitted to the hospital because of significant hip pain. She underwent elective right total hip arthroplasty. She was subsequently doing better, ambulated with the help of physical therapy. She was feeling better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to valsartan for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She is ambulating in the room. She denies any complaints of any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, history of hip surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of hip pain, history of arthritis, all other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruin, no thyromegaly, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, right lower extremities, right hip incision seems to be healing well. Impression, number one, right hip arthroplasty. Next, degenerative joint disease, next history of hip pain, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia. Next, transplant is consultation about her symptoms, she seems to be doing well. We'll continue current medications. We will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue current medications. Check routine labs. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Patient is full code. Period.